This is Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk a Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We're winding down to the very last few Parshios here in Sefer Devarim, really the last moments of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. You know, he's been talking to the Jewish people the last 30, 36 days of his life, the last couple of weeks of his life. Now we're coming to the last moments of his life, the last day of his life, and we come to Nitzavim Vayelech. It's always very interesting looking at the words of the Parshios, which we're trying to do on this season and moving forward in 10 minutes or so. We're looking at the idea, what does it mean Nitzavim and Vayelech? First of all, Nitzavim, we are standing here today. Sometimes people in life are just standing still. They're not making any momentum. They're not making any movement. They're not making any strides forwards or backwards. They're just not fulfilling. We're not supposed to be standing stationary in life. We're supposed to be in the Mahalach of Vayelech. We're really supposed to be moving. We're always supposed to be constantly in motion, constantly moving. Personally, for me, it's very hard to be stationary and sit still all day. I'm a very big doer. That's why, you know, a lot of people in the DO take off summers. I personally need to work, love to, you know, influence and work with kids and take care of them and move them forward. It's very hard to be stationary in life. You shouldn't be stationary in life. They say if you're not moving up in life, you're moving down. We always need to keep moving forward and forward, accomplishing more, doing more. What can I do next? Baruch Hashem. Hashem gave me the ability to do these podcasts, working on that book idea and the weekly element of it. What else can I do? What more can we do? What more can we contribute to the world? How can we influence? We only are given, hopefully, 120 years. What can we accomplish? What can we do? I can't just sit all day and not accomplish. We have to do what we can. Don't be a Nitzavim. Be someone who is Vayelech is the first thing to think about. But when we think about the idea of Nitzavim itself also, the commentators point out, as Chabad points out with the commentaries, what does it really mean, Nitzavim? We think about who is standing here today when Moshe is talking to all the people in front of him. Who is Nitzavim? Whoever is Nitzavim, whoever is standing here today is privileged, is blessed, is able to contribute to the world. We are blessed to be alive, to be breathing, to be functioning, to being able to be contributing. We should be contributing. Now thinking about when the next time I could watch this next video game come out, this next movie come out, what can I actually do to accomplish? Who's standing here today? We're zocha, we're blessed, we're privileged to be standing here today. What can we do once we are standing here to be a vayelech, to be involved? The commentators point out when it says atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem rasheichem shivteichem zigneichem shotreichem v'kol zigne v'kol bnei Yisrael, you know, tapechem and neshechem v'ger hagar v'sochechem mekotziv me'mecha ad shovi me'mecha, whatever the words are, I'm not saying it exactly, but basically you're all standing here today before Hashem, your heads, your tribes, your elders, your officers, your men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, your stranger that's in your camp, from the hewer of your wood to the drawer of your water. First of all, the first thing that jumps out to me, and I've talked about this many times in the past, but it always bears repeating, Hashem doesn't distinguish whether you're a lawyer making $1 gazillion or you're a doctor making $1 billion, whatever, to the woodmaker who's making a couple of pennies, a couple of rubles, a couple of dollars. Every single person is standing before Hashem. Every single person is valuable. Every single person is necessary. Every single person is equal before God. It's not that because you're a lawyer, you're more important than the wood drawer, or because you're a lawyer, you have more mitzvos than the wood drawer. All Yisrael, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh, all of Israel are culpable for one another, are responsible for one another, but I also say Shavim Zeh Lazeh. We're also all equal before Hashem. We all have to do the same mitzvos. We're all required to do what we can. Obviously, the Kohen and the Levi have different aspects and different elements, different jobs in the Jewish people, but it's not based on occupation. You're not greater. You're not above the law, which is a major problem in secular society. Oh, he makes $1 gazillion. He's an actor. Maybe let's let him off light. That's ridiculous. Just because he makes $20 million, he's more important than a teacher who is way more important, what makes way, way, way less. Ridiculous. The Gemara picks up on this. The commentators pick on this long before us. They talk about the idea how the world is upside down. The Alshech points out that the Talmud talks about in Pesachim 58 the story of Rav Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, who fell ill and was at the brink of death when his father's prayers brought him back to life. When he came to, his father asked him, "My son, What did you see in heaven?" Rav Yosef replied, "I saw an upside down world. Those who are on top, quote unquote, here are on bottom there. Those who are here regarded as lowly are exalted in heaven. That the leader or the sage is superior to the wood hewer or the water carrier is only from our earthbound perspective, which I think is faulty, which sees a hierarchy, quote-unquote, of roles. But when you all stand before God, when you're all nitzavim hayom kolchem, there is no higher, there is no lower. What seems low here is no less lofty and significant in God's eyes," as the Alshach points out. And Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi takes it a step further. "Like the various organs and limbs of a body, each of which complements, serves, and fulfills all the others, so do the Jewish people. The simple, quote-unquote, wood hewer or water carrier contributes something to each and every one of his fellow Jews, including the most exalted head." And the Lubavitch Rebbe talks about how it says, our sages have already talked about this, the phrase we said a few minutes ago, "Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelaza," all of Israel are guarantors for each other, from the Talmud in Shavuos 39a. But a person cannot serve as a guarantor unless he is more resourceful in some way than the one he is guaranteeing. For example, a poor man obviously will not be accepted as a guarantor for a rich man's loan. So if the Talmud says that all Jews serve as guarantors to each other, this means that in every Jew there is a quality in which he or she is superior to all others, and each person contributes something that someone else could not contribute. Okay, so he's a doctor. Okay, he's a lawyer. I'm an OT, and this one is that, and this one is not. My wife is a teacher. But each of us has a element, a Judaic studies teacher, which is even greater than different aspects of different things. But we're talking about each person contributes. Each person is necessary and fundamental. If a person drills a hole under his part of the ship, the parable goes, you can't say, so what? I'm only drilling under my seat. Everyone else says to him, foolish one, what are you doing? You're going to sink the whole ship. If there's one spoke missing from the bicycle wheel, the whole wheel can topple over because each spoke is necessary to the bike. If there's a stack of bricks and one brick falls out, the whole thing can topple over because each person, each element is necessary. And unfortunately, society has it so wrong so often, and it bothers me on some levels because my wife and I are in education and we know that it is so blatantly disregarded to pay actors and sports people and entertainers millions for what? For something that's nice but so not necessary. And it probably goes way back to Rome's fault when they glorified sporting and killing each other for amusement and pleasure way back to those days, but it continued way, way, way later to theater and then entertainment. How much does one person make for one episode of TV, for one movie? Crazy! Compared to people who build the life of children, the teachers, the educators, even the best paid person in the DOE where I work is paid way less than many, many other professions, many, many others. But we know in Judaism we have it right. It's not like that. Every single person is necessary. Every single person has what to contribute. No one person is greater than another just because of their job. Each person has a quality. Each person has something that they are better at, that they are more qualified at. I'm not a surgeon, but I could do what he can. He could do what I can. She could do what she can. She could do what she can. Each person contributes what they can. Each person has a superior quality. When we come to Nitzavim Vayelech, it's such a vital lesson to realize we're all standing together because we're all one organism. We're all one unit. If one aspect of the organism is out of function, out of sync, out of whack, the whole organism can fall. God forbid, if one aspect of the ship is missing a piece and has a hole, the whole thing could sink. One spoke is off, the whole bicycle could topple over. Each person is like an organ, is like a limb of the Jewish people. Each person can contribute. Atem nitzavim kolchem hayom, each job from the water person to this one. And even talk about judges he does talk about judges, but even talk about all the other professions that came on later in the days, because each one is element, each one is fundamental, each one is elemental, each one is necessary. And only in our topsy-turvy world, in our messed up society where people value crazy things, where this makes gazillion dollars more than this one, obviously I'm not advocating where everyone makes $5 for their salary, obviously not, But there needs to be much greater appreciation, much greater understanding that each person has what to contribute, and things need to be valued more than others. The right things need to be valued. What's important in life needs to be seen in here. And as Moshe teaches us in his last days, he knew it. He saw it. He sees everyone standing before him, whether they're the wood person or the water person, whether they're a judge, whether they're an officer. Each person has what to contribute, what to give. Don't stand still, but keep moving forward. Go in the profession. Go where your heart leads you. Hashem will guide you if it's a good path, the right path for you. Use your talents. Yes, use your capabilities, please. But don't just look at the dollar signs. Don't do something you hate your whole life when you could have used your talent to really make a difference. I always say, if you love trains, why are you working with numbers? You're going to hate your job. You're missing what you could have contributed. Greater, using the talents, using your capabilities. Each person has, and this is not me talking, the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, each person has a quality which is superior to someone else. So of course, if you're gifted in artistry, what are you doing in something else? What are you doing, you know, I don't know, being that wood carrier, when really you should contribute to the artistry? If you're really gifted working with animals, what are you doing with numbers? You have to find where you're supposed to go. And I always say, if you really want to find what you're supposed to do, sit down, think about what you love to do, what you would do. If you wouldn't worry about time, you wouldn't worry about money, you wouldn't worry about other factors, sit down and pursue it. Do what you can to pursue it. We're not supposed to be stagnant. We're supposed to be moving forward, or else we're moving backwards, or else we're falling down. You're supposed to go higher. Vayel, keep going, keep moving, do what you can. Don't be a nitzavim, but when you are nitzavim, when you are standing here, when we're all standing here, think about how we're all contributing. We're all necessary. We're all important. As we come to Rosh Hashanah here in early fall, almost fall 2023, and Rosh Hashanah is coming in just a little while, just a few weeks, not even. We all stand before Hashem. Hashem doesn't care what your profession is. Hashem wants you to make a difference, wants you to do mitzvahs, wants you to do chesed. It's not that he values you more than someone else because your profession makes X amount of dollars versus his that doesn't. That's not what's important. After 120 years, none of your money will come anyway. Your mitzvahs, your chesed, your Torah, your Kesar Shem Tov, which hopefully you work your whole life towards getting. That's what's important. We all stand before Hashem. We're all analyzed before Hashem at Rosh Hashanah. He counts each one of us as a precious sheep, going through and analyzing what we did good, what we did bad, not analyzing what we did as a profession, analyzing what we did as a Jewish human person, hopefully making the world a better person, better place, as a better person, hopefully each day, involving in Torah and Chesed Mitzvah. Says we're all standing here, we're all about to go to Rosh Hashanah very soon, we're all involved in the Nitzavim. Don't be stagnant, move forward, be someone who is Vayelech, but understand each aspect, each person is fully capable for one another, fully culpable for one another. Each one will be judged by Hashem to see what you can do to contribute to the organism. Each one necessary, vital, important. If he's so good with his hands, maybe he could craft the most beautiful Aron Kodesh ever seen before. And he's not meant to be behind the science books, because that wouldn't be where he can contribute to the beauty that Hashem wants. If he is so good at technology, he can make the most beautiful shirim, the most beautiful flyers to advocate for the shirim, enhancing Torah in his own way. Each person, atem nitzavim hayam kulcham, each person has what to contribute. Each person has what they can give to the Jewish people. Each person can give to make the world a better place. Nitzavim Vayelech comes together on purpose very often, I believe, to show us that we are standing here together, but we need to move forward. And if we're all standing here together, we're all blessed to be here together, we're all able to be standing before Hashem, then we have to utilize this precious gift of life each day to make a difference, to do more Torah, to do more in mitzvos and chesed, because some things are more important than money. My wife often says, and I totally agree, there are some things that are more important than money. What can you leave behind? What can you make as a difference long after we're gone, whether it be a book or whether it be a magazine, whether it could be an article, whether it could be your voice that's left behind after 120 years? You can make your difference. We're standing here now. What can we accomplish that'll be with us long after we're gone? What can we do to make sure we're all guaranteeing for one another? We're all contributing that which we have in superiority in some way, in some aspect, in some measure. We're like the various organs and limbs of a body, each which complements, serves, and fulfills all the others. So yes, we're all on equal footing, being culpable and liable and involved to being in effect do all the mitzvahs that we can, no matter what the profession is, no matter what the quote-unquote standing you have in life. Yeah, you might be in the top of the country club here, but in the next world, you might be on the bottom, because that's not what's looked at as the most important by Hashem. Don't get lost in the materialism. Don't get lost in the money chasing, the money hungriness, in the frugalness of that nonsense. Follow the Torah and the mitzvahs and the chesed. Do what you can to contribute. Take your nitzavim and make it into a vayelach. Make the world a better place every single day. This has been Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha or the Parshas of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.